Well, hello and welcome to day five of your Next Step Challenge. You made it. Great job pushing forward through the past several days with us. We're so glad you made it. Now, today is really where the rubber meets the road. It's where things get real.
That's right.
So before we go over today's step in the challenge, let's do a quick recap of what you've already accomplished. Day one, you found your focus, and it was that one area of blended family life that you want to focus on to improve.
Yep.
Day two was all about choosing your path, finding that one resource that you want to use in order to improve the focus that you chose.
Good.
Day three, you charted your course. You created a plan that brought clarity and context in practical ways on how you would move forward. And yesterday, you overcame obstacles before you even got to them.
Hey, all right.
Wasn't that fun? You name those things that have the potential to get in the way of your success, and you decided beforehand how you would deal with them and take them out. So that leads us to today. And it's really simple. Today's step is to work your plan.
That's right. You're right. It's actually time to do what you decided you would do over the past several days. And as you dive into working your plan, we've just got a few thoughts and reminders that might help. Now, first, go into this with a growth mindset. Please don't expect radical transformation in a super short period of time. Okay. It will be awesome if you have a major breakthrough, which does happen sometimes, but please keep your expectations in line by expecting growth and simply taking a next important step in this area of focus, one that's going to bring more connection and understanding in your marriage and in your family.
Absolutely. Second, as you move forward, don't be afraid to have your perspectives changed a bit. I know it can be hard to believe, but you don't always have the right answers. Remember that this is all about creating something new for yourself and for your blended family. And so that means that you're going to have to make some changes. And quality change always starts with your thinking. So like I said, be prepared to have your perspectives changed.
That's right. Now, third, expect setbacks. You need to keep reminding yourself that there are going to be setbacks as you move forward, and you can expect them. It's okay. Like, our coaching clients will tell you that we regularly remind them that they're making imperfect progress. Now, the great part about that truth is that progress is being made.
You're still moving forward.
That's true. As you work your plan, you'll keep making progress. And the reality is, a piece of that truth is that your progress will be imperfect. But that's okay. We've got to just keep going. Now, imagine for a moment that we expected perfect progress when it came to things like, I don't know, parenting.
The developmental stages.
So let's just say when it came to parenting, if we didn't get exactly what we thought was perfect progress, then we were just going to throw in the towel. Here's what it might sound like. Well, you know, when Johnny messes up on how he writes a lowercase d, well, what if we just said, well, Johnny, that's the worst lowercase d I've ever seen. So I guess the alphabet isn't for you. So forget it. No more working on letters, right?
We didn't have perfect progress, right?
Or if Sally falls off her bike the very first time you let go of the seat, well, Sally, clearly this whole simultaneous balance, pedal, steer thing, that's just not working for you. So let's sell your bike, right? We don't do that. It sounds silly, but sometimes this is how we treat ourselves. We expect our blended family experience to be all about perfect progress. And when we don't get it and we allow our hope to get robbed, we get over-focused on the obstacles rather than getting around the obstacles, then we just tend to throw in the towel.
We give up.
But the truth is, we can make imperfect progress. So don't let your hope get robbed by these kinds of unrealistic expectations. Instead, expect that there's going to be setbacks, that you're going to make imperfect progress. And remember yesterday's tip of viewing those setbacks, viewing those difficulties as opportunities, and then keep moving forward.
Now, fourth, focus on what you hope for. Instead of focusing on the setbacks, look forward focused and be aware of how you describe that hope. What you probably hope for is a sense of connection in your blended family. a sense of unity with your spouse and an experience of joy and peace in your home, mm-hmm. you probably want to have lots of laughter together family. You might also want to know that you can all cry together when life gets tough and lean on each other, knowing that your home is a safe and trusted environment for each family member when they've had a bad day or when they're walking through a really tough season.
Absolutely. And these are the things that you can focus on and hope for. And notice that those hopes that we just described do not dictate how you'll get there or the exact behaviors of each family member that'll help you to enjoy these experiences.
Exactly.
It's really just a simple vision of what you can hope for in your family, and it's okay that you don't know the exact road you'll need to take in order to get there. You're on a path of discovery. So choose to focus on what you're hoping for in the future, remembering to be flexible, open, and willing to walk your family's unique journey. We've heard it said that difficult roads often lead to beautiful destinations.
I love that quote. Now, if you want to make real tangible progress in this challenge and reach that beautiful destination you're hoping for, there's one thing that's absolutely critical, and that's to show up consistently and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty simple, but when we slide into patterns of procrastinating or we lose our focus, maybe we just don't feel like reading that book right now or going to our counseling appointment. When we become apathetic and stop working our plan, we're really failing to show up.
Yeah.
And let me illustrate this. I've suffered from lower back pain for a long time, and I've recently been diagnosed with arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years of dealing with this, I've discovered something that alleviates my back pain and really helps. And that's swimming.
Yeah, lots of swimming.
Lots of swimming. But to get the relief and all of the positive things that come from swimming, I actually have to show up several times a week.
You got to go to the pool.
Yeah. And if I'm not steadfast in showing up to do the work and swim my laps, I'll end up struggling with a lot of pain and mobility issues. But I'll be honest. Most of the time, I don't really feel like going to the pool and taking the time to swim laps.
You don't want to do your workout?
No, there are other things I can easily distract myself with, and sometimes I'm just feeling lazy. But when I don't show up to swim my laps, I pay the consequences. So what I've discovered is that when I'm tempted not to show up, and when I'm starting to go down that path of talking myself out of showing up at the pool, which I can do, I actually have a specific method that I've learned that I can use to help me reverse my lazy mindset and to get me to actually show up. And maybe this method can help you too when you're feeling unmotivated to work your plan and if you're having a hard time showing up.
I'm excited. I don't think I've heard about this method before.
So what I do is first, I catch myself as soon as I start to contemplate blowing off my swim routine. I know when it's coming. And you know, I've got my swim time scheduled. But when I start to talk myself out of following the schedule and doing something else instead, I immediately catch my train of thought. And I plant a new thought in my mind. And here's the new thought. A little bit of something is better than nothing at all. It's okay if I don't really feel like swimming right now. But what if I just show up for a little while? Maybe I'm not up to completing my whole workout, which is 30 laps, but I can surely get in and swim 10 or 15 laps, and that's going to help my back.
Sure.
I can still show up and do something even if I'm feeling crummy or tired or lazy. I'm just going to show up and see what I can get done in the pool, but I'm also going to give myself a little grace, and I'm not going to push myself beyond what I'm capable of getting done today.
Wow. So you're actively accepting imperfect progress.
I am.
That's great.
So that I can still show up. Then what I do is I choose to stop thinking about how tired I am and all the things I'd rather do besides swim. And I kind of go into autopilot mode. I just grab my gear, get in my car, and drive to the pool. I just do it.
Don't overthink it.
I don't. I force myself to at least show up. And as I'm heading over to the pool, I think about how good I'm going to feel after I've done my laps. How I won't have to struggle with back pain and all the positive things about swimming. And you know what? There are a lot of good positive things. So that's where I choose to stay focused as I'm getting ready to show up.
Nice.
Then once I get into the pool and I start swimming, I notice my resistance and my struggle. I really don't want to be here. But I tell myself that I'm only doing a third of my usual workout, and really that's a piece of cake for me. It's not a big deal. I can do that.
Yeah.
And as I'm struggling to find my motivation to swim, I adopt the mantra of Dory from the movie Finding Nemo, and I repeat in my head over and over, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And sometimes it's a bit challenging because my body feels weak and tired. I'm having trouble getting my breathing right, but things tend to get a little easier after each lap. And so I just keep swimming until I reach that revised goal of 10 or 15 laps.
Nice.
Now, at that point, I have made some progress. It might be imperfect progress because I haven't done my full workout, but I've done something and I feel good about showing up. Now, if I'm still not feeling great or I've lost steam, I can get out of the pool and be content that a little bit of something is better than nothing at all. I've done something. But you know, honey, and I've shared this with you, the funny thing is that most of the time, once I've gotten past those 10 or 15 laps, I actually start to feel pretty good.
Yeah. Then you just amazing. Keep swimming, don't you?
I'm re-energized and I'm excited about continuing, and usually I end up completing my full 30-lap workout. So it's pretty amazing how just a little kickstart can get you going and keep you going.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what I want to encourage you to do is just take a little bit of time to think about how you can just show up and do a little bit of something even when you're not feeling it or you're struggling with motivation. Because a little bit of something is so much better than nothing.
That's right.
Than not showing up at all. So what's a good mantra that'll inspire you to just keep swimming?
Discover that for yourself.
Yeah. And how will you set your mind on all those positive things that'll come when you consistently show up and do the work? All those positive things we just talked about a minute ago, your vision for your blended family. And then be steadfast and willing to show up and move something forward, even if you have to go and engage your autopilot to get there. Decide now that procrastination, bad moods, low energy, laziness, and apathy won't get in your way or keep you from showing up and working your plan.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Good job. I like that. And finally, prepare yourself to take action on whatever it is you discover. Make a commitment now that you're going to change at least one thing as you move forward. One way that you communicate or connect with your spouse, maybe with your kids or with your stepkids. Or maybe it's just one attitude that you've been holding on to that you know isn't healthy for your relationships. You need to change that. Or possibly it's one assumption you need to let go of that relates to your stepchild. I've had those before.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to decide you're going to try a new strategy that you're going to learn as you read a book or listen to those podcasts, whatever your plan is, when it comes to dealing with an ex. Whatever it is, it's time now to commit to yourself that you will do at least one thing throughout the course that you've already charted out and really give it your all.
Yeah, go for it.
And along with this, you may want to set a date with yourself to review what you've learned and assess how you're doing with taking action. If you decided to take a month to read a book, then put a coffee date with yourself on the calendar just 1 month from now, and then protect that time so that you can sit and review, what am I learning and what am I putting into action? Yeah. If you're diving into coaching or counseling, set a date to review your progress 3 months from now, or whatever that time frame is you choose. If you're simply listening to a collection of podcast episodes like we've talked about, get it scheduled to review what you learned. And again, what actions are you taking as a result?
Look over those notes that you've been taking.
That's right. After all, holding yourself accountable to taking action is where this challenge is really going to pay off.
Yeah. Insight without action falls short.
That's right. So you're going to get started today by adopting that growth mindset, allowing your perspectives to be changed and challenged, expecting those setbacks, and focusing on what you hope for. And finally, setting a follow-up date with yourself.
Yeah, so you're sure that you're going to take some action.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So as we launch into this, honey, we're doing this right along with everybody.
We are.
So tell me a little bit about what this means to you. How is this going to be a launch pad for you?
Well, my new growth mindset is that I can do this.
Yeah, all right.
That's new for me because I've tried before to consistently plan and execute fun date experiences for us in the past. You know, I've struggled with this, but I always seem to allow myself to get overwhelmed and then I just kind of give up.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday a bit. Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning to move beyond my limited beliefs and my obstacles. Mm-hmm. I'm also not expecting perfection. Yeah. I know that I won't get it right every time, and I'm going to give myself some grace when things don't go as planned, and also choose to stay focused on my purpose, which is to love you well by investing in our marriage. I'm going to stay focused there.
I like that because, you know, you have planned some dates and done some stuff in the past, and even though you beat yourself up because it didn't go exactly the way you thought, I felt really loved. I felt like we had fun. And so I love that you're focused away from your expectations of perfection.
Yeah.
And, I need to just step, on what the real dynamic is.
I need to just step out and have some confidence.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm also planning to check in with myself every month to evaluate how I'm doing and decide if I need to pick up some new motivation. Maybe I need to go back to the I'm On website for some fresh inspiration and some new ideas so that I can keep up my momentum.
That's a great idea.
How about you, honey?
Well, yeah, you know, I am all about this exercise thing, and I'm keeping my motivation, remembering that my purpose is to create more bandwidth for you and for the kids. That's really what's behind it. It's not just about getting fit. And so I'm heading into my plan expecting to get stronger.
Sure.
But also expecting to increase my energy. You know, I'm already realizing how out of shape I am. And that's reinforcing for me the reality that this is really impacting my energy bandwidth.
Yeah.
And I need more of it. So I know I'm probably going to miss a workout here and there. And that's okay. I'm not going to expect perfection. But that doesn't mean I can't keep going. And usually when it comes to physical exercise plans, it's when we miss one here or there that actually creates a major roadblock for us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just recognize that it's going to be imperfect progress. I can keep going. And then I'm planning to stay focused on my hope that I will experience even more connection with Kim and with the kids as I work my plan. That's my desire.
And have better health.
Absolutely. And I think I'm going to set a review date. I probably need to get this on the calendar, but I want to review my progress maybe right around Thanksgiving. So that's kind of the halfway point between roughly now and the end of the year. It's a little bit longer than that, but I think that's just a good mile marker for me. So I can make some course corrections if I need to. I still have got a little over a month at that point before I get to the end of the year. And I think that'll be a good time for me to do that. Yeah. So we've got our plans.
Yep.
And we're ready to work our plans.
And it's time for you to work your plan as well.
That's right.
We're excited for you. So remember, we're here to help. We really are. We want to support you through this challenge. If your focus is on marriage or communication, you might want to take advantage of the special we're running on our Relate Strong coaching.
That's right.
You can get that for $100 off until October 1st. That's a great path to take.
And we'll link to that in the show notes.
Sure.
And all you have to do, and we'll put this in the show notes too, is use the coupon code episode50, because as we did mm-hmm. that in celebration of surpassing our 50th episode.
Yep. Or maybe you just need to reach out to schedule a free initial coaching session with us. Mm-hmm. And we'll put a link to that as well in the show notes. Yep. We'd love to connect with you. Maybe you simply want to share your progress with us. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you. All you need to do is go to mikeandkimcoaching.com/share and just let us know how you're doing, or if you'd like to request a special topic to be covered here on our podcast.
Yeah.
We would be honored to help and support you as you work the plan you've developed throughout this Next Step Challenge.
That's right. We've really had a lot of fun with you. And we would love to know, did you like the challenge? And has this been helpful for you?
Yeah.
If so, would you consider leaving a rating or a review over on Apple Podcasts? We would so appreciate you helping us build momentum for others to find this resource. And your review will really go a long way mm-hmm. to making that happen. We're always grateful for your honest feedback.
Absolutely.
Well, guess what? The challenge has come to an end, and you are well on your way yes. to working your plan and really seeing some wins in your blended
yeah,
family.
That's exciting.
So let's all head out and work the plan together. And that's going to make this episode and this challenge a wrap.
Until next time.